Because it says, "Vayomer Moshe b'nareinu v'zkeinenu neilech v'vareinu v'noseinu v'tzoneinu v'choreinu neilech v'chag Hashem lanu." So he says we're going to go, but then it says, "Vayikra paro Moshe v'yom luchu v'duos Hashem rachzodchem v'chem gutzo gam tabchem yilech imochem." He says, the Tzodchem, Mukochem, Yutzog, that should be Rashi says, Ye Mutzog Mukomo, but your children, Ye Lechimochem. So, what's this idea of about the Tzon, for the Tzon of Bokar, are going to go or not go? Har says, Tzodchem, Mukochem, Yutzog, that shouldn't go. So why is that so significant? Whether the Tzon of Bokar are going or the Tzon of Bokar are not going. Okay, so let's see some of the ideas here, and hopefully, okay. So the Torah begins in Parsha Shmos on page 8. El Shmos b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayim ha'is Yaakov ishu v'eso bo. So the Balaturim on page 9 says Yisrael Aboim, those words, Yisrael Aboim, those two words, Yisrael Aboim, Rashi Tevos, the Sofei Tevos Mila, because you have the Yud and the Hey, the Lamed and the Mem. So if you put, you take those four things, the two front letters and the two back letters, you have those just Mila, Es Yaakov Yishu Veso, Sofei Tevos Shabbos. That how did they get out of Mitzrayim? Shmos b'nei Yisrael, Yisrael Aboim, is Mila, and Es Yaakov Yishu Beso, the Shin, the Beis, and the Tav is Shabbos. So we have Shabbos. Lo melucha b'shvil Shabbos u'mila sheshamer Mitzrayim negolo. So we have to see the significance of that as well. And then we have a pasuk in Tehillim, page 12. Taflu alai sheker, zaydim, ani b'cholev atzor pikudecha. So the mitzvah is done, taflu alai zaydim, chavru alai sheker, v'atzor lomar, tolu bi dvar sheker, lomar shein, toki kibari. In other words, the some people said sheker about me that I'm not authentic, but masai etzor pigudecha, page 12 and 13. So what is the significance of the medrash in the medrash Tehillim? Says taflo alai sheker zaydim mal taflo omru hava nischak malo. It's referring to the pasuk of Havo Nuschak Malo that the Mitzvim said, "Ani b'cholev atzor b'kudecha, kasher yanu also kein yimber v'chein yifrutz." So tavlo ashek zaydim, mashomer v'yom melechem esayivrios v'tir hamyon sasol kim. So let's see what the significance of all these things are, and then you have the famous Gemara in Shabbos about the mazel of madim. That somebody is born under that mazel, he's going to be shofech dovim. So therefore, he should be either a moil, or a ganef, or a shochet. In other words, but he's going to be a shochet dovim, so might as well, like the Vilna Gaon says, might as well use it for the good. So if you take a look at the Kedushas Yontif, there's a very chashuv sefer, the Kedushas Yontif. That's the father of Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, the Kedushas Yontif. So on the pasuk, this chak below, he quotes that pasuk in Tehillim, Taflo Sheker, He quotes the Medrash. He quotes another Medrash. Rotsu Levatzel Shabbos. He says like this. Hanir Alim Siyata Nashmai. He does those Hashayis Yisraeli Sarat Lamim Be'amun Shleima Shakol Hi Hashkocha Protis. That we have to believe in Hashkocha Protis. K'moshon on Omrim Kol Yom Ani Mamin Be'amun Shleima Shalbori Yisbarach Ubore Umanik L'chol Habruim. Ulvado also the osa viasa l'chol hamasim. If you mami b'chol zeh b'meila she'enu nofel achar tachas atevel tachas hamazel. If you believe in hashkacha pratis, then the Sfarim say that will bring more hashkacha pratis. Tachas atevel v'lo yishlo bo koros yitim. Then you won't be subordinate to the teva, just happenstance, because you believe in hashkacha pratis. That's the famous word from Reb Mechel of Zlatchov, that Amuna is Lashon Vahi Omein is Hadasa. Omein means the Megadol. So if you believe, that brings the Gidol of the Hashpah. So it's your Amuna is Lashon Omein, which means the Megadel. So you want to be Megadel, your the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you believe, that causes the Gidol. So Kefi, your Amuna is commensurate with your amuna is going to be commensurate to the hashkacha. Some people they do religious observances, but they don't really believe in hashkachas Hashem. They believe that they're calling the shots and they're in charge. A lot of people like that. So you have to believe that you're not calling the shots. You can do hishtadlus, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling the shots. Friday the Dovah Shashom Shabbos Kodesh Mechalom Yoshev Motel Mimalocha. Because if a person keeps Shabbos, al pi teva, he should be losing parnasa. That's why some people only believe in teva, so they're not going to keep Shabbos. He should not shul chaser emunah shomer shakol teva. The gross nitam shomer Shabbos karoylo. Emes adrava shomer Shabbos mechalo nosulim nachalo believe mitzorim. Unlimited bounty. And the famous Zohar shakol b'chor on. That's why I told you fellas that why you should keep late Shabbos, because Shabbos generates the bracha for the few. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says. Not me. Chafetz Chaim says he can't understand why people want to end Shabbos early, because Shabbos is the generator for all the bracha of the future. So the bigger generator you have, like Rav Arayah keeps the absolute darkness, or even more. So you have more Shabbos. The more Shabbos you have, the more bracha you have for the future week. He b'kor habracha. 16.1.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at 18. 18. Oh, 18. 18. Harif. He's a bizarre, yeah. 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 He's saying, "Hey, they have mitzvah, row me others, so they shmir Shabbos, but they swell him. They knew that. That Shabbos, they saw that Jews keep Shabbos and the Malam Ateva. That's why Shabbos is so important, to keep Shabbos. Achei Choshev Choshev L'Sachel Osam B'Atzosam B'Deis M'Tzod L'Sosam Chomish Yochu Yishish K'Yashar Tov Be'ina V'Alpichu K'Akteva Me'el Yavru Achakach Al Shmir Shabbos. In other words, they wanted Klal Yisrael to think in a very logical, Tevatic way. If you think in a logical, tevatic way, then Chas V'Sholom, a person concludes you shouldn't keep Shabbos. Because Shabbos is all about l'malam in Ateva. Shabbos, we say, you keep your store closed, you're going to make more money. Right? So a person who's just a Teva person, somebody thought, that's ridiculous. But we believe not that way. We believe you keep your store closed on Shabbos, you're going to come out with more money.
Does that mean explicitly more money? Means that if you would have kept your store open on Shabbos, that there would have been a fire and you would have lost everything? Or
means yeah, that's the word from the
Vilna.
I'll tell you the word from the Vilna Gaon. But it's in the Vilna Gaon. What do we say in the Mishnah of Medrash? Kachasal Adair, Kachasal Hashem, Kachasal Psi L'Chayim. You want to blow out the candle, so this way the oil won't diminish anymore. You don't need it anymore, so might as well. Now you go to a different room, go to sleep. So what do you need the oil to be burning? You're going to lose the oil. So why say kichos? Why doesn't it say Chasal Hashem, Chasal Psila, Kichas? So he says that's the pshat, because a person thinks that he's gaining money, he's chasad the shemen, so he's going to have more shemen in the end. It's a dimyon. It's all a kichos. You think you're saving money, but since you're being mechal Shabbos, you're not saving anything. Mel yovel achakach al shmir Shabbos shenura l'fi seichel anoshi b'derech ateva sheyovel l'dei p'seida in yerotzo b'kiyuma alkein achakach memela yudusudim gam hei metachas ateva v'tachas amazol v'azia b'kochem l'mshol b'hem. We want the Jews to think like Chachomim, like to think it only in a logical tevadika. So that's what the Medrash says. Ratzul levatel Hashabbos, ki Hashabbos more l'malam in ateva, l'malam in amazel. Okay, Rotsu Lavatlo, Bamasha Yasu Osam, Lachachom, Lusnag, Alpiatev, Loyaminu Bashem, Vinifilosov. Okay, Melo Loishmu Shabbos, Kodesh Kilchoso, Lishbos, Lo Mimalocha, Kiafsidu, Pulas Hayov. Zesh Omar, Tofu, like Sheker Zaydim. That's the Sheker. Mo, I'm the Sheker, Loma Havas and Thakmalo. Hayu Shanasa Osam, Lachachom, Isnagu Alpiatev, Lachmosom. He paid Yirbechutz, Lader Hatev, Lamalam, and Amazel. But no, pikudech mashal korva mitzvahs. La'al mashal nifkod mimenish. Shegam mitzvahs hanirim lechisaron. Those pikudech means the mitzvahs. Well, you know what pikudech also means? What's the word nifkad? Nifkad means to be chaser. So even the mitzvahs that look like that I'm losing out. Shal yidei kiyam a mitzvah also l'dei pseidah kmo shmir shabbos. And that's the word of Chava Nischachmalo, that we should try to teach them to be what? To be Chachava, just logic, not. But we know what does the Gemara say in Shabbos? Amar Rav Chiya, page 20. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Cholam Shabbos, Shabbos Chilchoso. Afilo Omen of Rezor Kedor Enosh Mochemo. Shenema Asher Enosh Yasezos, Mechalo Altikre Mechalo El Mochemo. So there's a very interesting piece in the Yaris Dvash from Yonis and Eibshitz. Yeah, Shalom quotes it, famous piece. So look what he says. Ready for this? Listen to this. On page 22, Chachabitu ru kama gadol inyan haShabbos lo levad shmiraso leval yichal losa chas v'shalom b'melachu shvus avgam l'smolach ba al kol hon kiu melacha suya b'li etzav klal. He says Shabbos is not enough that you're not mechal Shabbos. It's you have to be mesameach b'Shabbos, like you got this wealthy. Somebody, you won the lottery. Every week we won the lottery. We won the lottery. And that you have to have that simcha. So what's the pshat? Kol ha-shom ha-shabbos kilchosa afilu ovid avar azara kador ayin ha-shmochim lo veish lovi ma afilu. What does it mean afilu ovid avar azara afilu? So you know what the pshat is? Because the Rambam says b'mei enosh, they made a big mistake. Right? They said that if the kochavim and the things are servicing Hashem, so we should worship them also. And then they said we'll only worship them. We forgot the original source. So it started on Avodah Zarah. Shmir Shabbos is coming to debunk that theory that there was a creator, not just there's a shemesh kochavim. You can't have Shvitzu B'Yom Shabbos if it tells Avodah Zarah. It destroys the Avodah Zarah. Avam Be'emez, Misha Shomer Shabbos Kilchosa. Shomer Shabbos Kilchosa says of Yonason, on the left side of page 23, the first arrow. Avam Be'emez, Misha Shomer Shabbos Kilchosa. Tayyu Shesameach Bo B'li Eitzev U'de Oga Klal. In other words, Kilchosa means that no, you're happy on Shabbos. V'sa'adim Ha'b'chola Idunim. Call the shame shemayim for Amu Chachamei told us. So the, he says, the Chachmei told us, I mean the people who are the astrologers, astronomers, they say, Ki Mishpat Yom Shabbos Lihan Hagas Kochel Mazel Shabtai. That's the Mazel of Shabbos. Yom Shabbos Lefiah Hagas Mohoman Yom Ba Eitzev Etuga V'yoga V'tzaru Machovas. That really it's a day of depression. It's a day astronomically that causes depression. That's what the people who know the stars. Yom Shabbos, Yom Tzom, that's why they make it Yom Tzom, Inuim. U'mochim b'livus mochlau. But we're fakert. We're smechim megil v'simcha shal mitzvah, v'zeh morim ki ein ha-memshol al-mazolos. V'ein kochim lanosh. In other words, even though al-pi derech ha-teva, Shabbos is a day of sadness, we say fakert. Because Shabbos is telling us that Teva is not going to be Sholeh. So davka on the day that the Teva is Atzmus, we make it a Yom Simcha. To show, Shabbos Kilchasa, lo b'vayt shashari avu, shalim, afil over the Zohar, yeah, because mokom hol shomer kilchasa nimcholom v'asi shapir. Because then, because why we mokom over the Zohar? Because Avodah Zarah is telling you we follow the Teva, we follow the Kochavim, the Mazolos, that's what we follow, that's the Teva. But if you show Meshabbos, you're saying we don't follow Teva. We follow Lumalam in HaTeva. So therefore, now we're Nimchol for the Avodah Zarah of Enosh, who only cared about the Teva. So he says, Sur u kama gedol shmir Shabbos, ein tzarech lomar b'zeh kogodoh ha'onosh b'chalo. Feel b'shmus d'rabbonin, mi gover yimoli lomar zachani m'peshem chafani m'ovan shmir Shabbos. Onshe koshe ma'od. Chalei Shabbos lo tichlet. Right. So that's the idea of Shabbos, and that's the idea of Malam and Atev. So the Sefer Yad Sholom, he says a beautiful thing. He says, what was the getting back to the original thing. B'nareinu v'zakeneinu neilech. B'maneinu v'noseinu. Moshe says, Ki chag Hashem lanu. Yesh lehovin. On page 26 of the bottom, right. Ma Omar Moshe ki chag Hashem lanu. What chag is he talking about? And then, what's the idea? Paro said, you can't take the tzon. Well, what's the big deal? You take the tzon, you don't take the tzon. Big deal with the tzon. And then, furthermore, page 26, top. Loksi vaya ki yomru aleichem v'nechem ma avodah zos lachem. Amartem zevach pesachu l'ashem asher posach al p'nei botei b'nei tzom tzom enofu az mitzayim. Hinei ba'al agad v'sidei she'il azu ha'shenis ben ha'rasha. That's the ben ha'rasha. Ma avodah zos lachem. V'ata emor lo b'avurza asher li livu lo lo yulon shem lo yinigo. V'cho yesh lo vin heichad mashmur teret zev b'kro av amartem zevach pesachu. In the Haggadah, we say that the answer is Vavatar Molo Bavorze. But how does that fit into the Pasuk? The Pasuk says Amartem Zevach Pesachu. And then he quotes the Balaturim about Mila and Shabbos, and then the Medrash Hava Nisach below. So Efshar Lo Makol Zeh. So this is what he said. He quotes the Yaris Dvash, that Shabbos is really what? A day of, according to the Mazolos, it's a day of sadness. Right? But by keeping Shabbos, we're showing that we don't deal with the Mazolos. We're Lamala. Then he says, Yitav Lev, the partial closing here, Oso, Moses, Shriel, Hem, Lamala, and Mazel, Hem, Shlosha, Osos, Nemon. The three Osos that show us that we're Lamala and a Mazel. Achas, Yitzis, Mitzrayim. Because the Mazel Tle, that's their head. That's what they worship. The Kol Gadol V'Yachazaka. Davki in the month where their Mazel is Shoylet, we leave. Also Sheni who mitzvah Shabbos, based on the Yaris Devash, that Shabbos we keep to show that we don't believe in Mazolos. We believe that Hashem controls everything, and therefore Mesameach. On the day that others say is a time of sadness. And the third thing is Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. Because we're in charge of deciding when the Chodesh is going to be. So we're Lamalam and Azman. It says, Yadu HaShatam Sazeh, Siva Kadosh Baruch Hu Hakriv Sham Lashchitas HaPesach, says the Yatsholom, Ki Zeh Hora Sh'anachnu L'mala Me'amazel. So that's why we shech the Korban Pesach, to show we are L'mala Me'amazel. Because the Mitzrim would worship the Tleh, that Mazel, and we're showing we're L'mala Me'amazel. So that was the Ben Rasha. Asks, Ayaki over the bottom of page 27. Vayaki Yomru Aleichem Beneichem Mahavodah Zos Lachem. Page 28. What's the Korban Pesach all about? Halavodah Pesach Shumorah Shamazel Lesudah Vietchem. Kansas Mazel Shasholer Akol. Echamru Zovchim as a Mazel. Vamardam Zevach Pesach Hula Shem Peish. Shatamsa Anu Zovchim as a Pesach? Ki Hula Shem. Shamazel Lesudah Tachas Yadakarish Brokho. And Hashem can control everything. So that's what the Mavodah Zos Lachem. What are you doing with the Mazel? So what the Baal Magid says, Ata Emolo, Bavor Zeh Hashem and Leib, it says he Mitzrayim. That since we're the Malam and a Mazel, says the Yad Sholom, Afanachal Mitzrayim, Yatzan Mitzrayim, Chodim, Shegi Hazman, Ki Hazmanim Bakra, Mekor Chiluk, Mazolos, and therefore we're Lamala. We can go out any time. Zeh Bavor Zeh Hashem and Leib, Leib Lolo, Shamazel Sholer Alkol, Hari Adayim Lo Nishlam Hazman. But we don't care. So Parah says, "Mitzoneinu kareinu l'kikach Hashem lano." Moshe hisbilam she'anu sholtim l'amazel. So therefore, we're going to take all the tzon to show that when we leave, we want to take all the tzon that's your mazel to show that we're sholit on the mazel. Barayi she'anu sholtim l'amazel u'ben hamodim shalkol tolim fi kiddush habezdin. So Mata Kovev Zeki Chag Hashem Lano. Hayu Chagim Mamodim Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Lano. Was all the Chagim where Kovev when they are? So Zebu Mamod Shaparo. No. You could go. Rak Tzonchem Mukar Mukim Yutsa. But I don't want you to take the Tzon. Perish Rashi. The Ma'ich Bal Mitzon. The answer is Aparo Lo Uskim Sheizmuchu Svachem Ratzon. Ki Mazal Tlehu Mazal Mitzrayim. Florotza Sheivatlu Mazolom. That was the thing. He's saying, no, you can't take it as shechtet, because we hold in the teva. They shall leave Yisrael l'malam and amazel. Yazi yu l'malam and azman. Because if you take the plan, you shechtet, you show you're not totally in zman, you're not totally in teva, and therefore you can go out any time. So that's what the Baal HaTorah says. Eilish mos b'nei Yisrael, that's referring to what? Mila and Shabbos. That's the Malam and Azman. So then, and that's Mila, is the Malam and Azman. Kimishmur Sashabis and Nilchabar, with all the arts, Avkonam Azman, Kim Lamalam and Amazel, Kim Lamalam and Azman, the Yitzukon Azman. And that's the idea, that the Dafka want to take the Tzon of Bokhar, to show that we're not showing it. And that's good for the whole Machlokis between Paro and Moshe, is. And Moshe is saying, no, we're Sholot on the Teva, therefore we can, we're Lamalam Azman, we're Mekadesh Tachoydesh, and we have all these things that show that
we're... That's why Paro says, Gam Karhem Turhem Kuchu, because he was Moedah.
Right.
So at the end he says,
Right, so that's what the Rosh says, Ma Avodah Zos Lachem. What's this idea of Yishechting the Mazel? So we say, because Vardu Zerach Pesach Ul Hashem Shatam Zer Anu Zovchim as a Pesach Ki Ul Hashem Shamazel Ul Nesuna Tachas Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Hashem, and therefore we have a Malam and a Mazel, we can go out whenever we Hashem decides, and that's Dafka Etzareinu V'Kareinu Neilech Yachag Hashem Lano. And that was the idea, and that's the idea of Hashkachas Hashem, Shlitosu Ateva, and that's the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos is L'malam and Ateva. So a lot of people, they keep the actions of the mitzvahs, but they don't understand this idea. They think they're ruling the world. Their decisions, they're in charge. But Hashem can stop their ruling in a second. A person who thinks that he's the Balgaiva, and he's running the show, and he's the... No, that's a Derech HaTeva, it seems that way. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu could crunch it in a second, could stop that in a second. And that's our belief. That it's all Yad Hashem, and that Shabbos teaches us that. Shabbos is a time, Opi Derech HaTev is Atzvos, but Davka, we're Shomer Shabbos Kulchasa with Mesameach on that day. To show that even though that's the Teva, but Hashem is saying that we should be Mesameach on this day, that means that the Teva is bottle. And so Bez Hashem, that should be our Hashkafa in life. That we do Erlich, have to act Erlich, to do whatever we could, but ultimately the success of anything is going to be Im Hashem lo yivna bayis, says the pasuk, shav oblu bono bo. People think, oh, I do this, I do that, I'll be matzliach. No, you need siyata d'shmaya, and siyata d'shmaya comes dafka with the midah of anivus, because the shechina shorah only with the midah of anivus, and that's the attitude that we have to have. We try our best, we're honored to realize that it's the ultimate Yad Hashem, and we say that soda bokar we need to take with us and shecht to show you paro. Who's really in control?
Maybe the way he explains Bavurah Hashem even trying, we understand why the Baal Haggadah chose this pasuk. This is really the answer for the Tom.
Yeah.
Why he left Baal Martin Zavatasa, and
So that's the Hashkafa. So Reinim Kareinu Neilech, as the Yad Shalom points out, Friedman Hashkafas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. As in the Sefer Yad Shalom of Yisachar Dov Friedman explained, and that's the hashkafa that we always have to have run our lives based on, to realize that, you know, who's really in control and what's really in control. We have to do mitzvahs Hashem, we have to do ratzon Hashem, but who's in true control? This person thinks, oh, I have this position, I'm really in control. You're not in control. All the people who think since they're connected this way, they have this connection, that connection, they're really in control, they're not in control, ki huzeh. Im Hashem lo yivna bayis, shalom lo bodo bodo.